Well, good afternoon, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your very late leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. It's been a very busy day here on this Wednesday. I had to get out and run around. I had a bunch of errands to do involving my old radio job, but that is all taken care of, and now I'm back. I'm home. I am in the studio
basement,
and I am ready to entertain your asses off. Pooh Bear is here, of course, touching everything on the control panel. Good evening, Podcat. How you doing? All right. And, of course, there's Miss Thang sitting across from me. Hello, Miss Thang.
Hello. We're running late.
We are running late, but I'm glad that you can join me here, because it's got so late that you got here and can join in. And
we'll get this, I am your motivation.
Right.
Let's get
we'll get this posted before the end of the evening.
Yes.
So what happened in your life today?
I worked. I worked a lot. And you posted something on Facebook with the...
Have a great day, YOLO.
YOLO. I didn't know what YOLO meant, and I didn't Google it.
Uh-huh.
I actually sat there and pondered, took a break from work, and pondered, what does YOLO mean? And then I figured it out.
On your own?
Yes. Because I was having one of those days where I was go, 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 and I'm like, if I keep doing this, it's going to kill me. I need to stop and smell the flowers from time
YOLO.
To time. YOLO.
YOLO. I don't know who started that. Some rapper started that.
Oh,
and
great.
I was doing it just to make fun of it. I wasn't like, oh. Yay, YOLO. Because somebody tweeted, if I see YOLO one more time, I'm going to reach through Twitter and choke the shit out of somebody.
I guess I just have been oblivious. There's another group of letters that I've seen at Hot Topic.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember the letters, but... I asked the clerk, I was like, what does that mean? And she didn't even know. And she was young, hip, pierced, and tattooed.
ICP?
No, I know what that means.
What's that?
That's old. Insane Clown Posse?
Right on, girl. Got you got it. You got it going on, girl. You know Insane Clown Posse. Are you one of those, what do they call
No. I've heard their concerts are pretty radical.
They're radical.
Radical. Who uses radical,
radical
these days?
Radical, dude. I'm bringing back radical.
Are you?
I'm bringing back radical, awesome, and cowabunga.
I say awesome all the time. Awesome and fabulous. Everything is awesome and fabulous.
As long as you don't say cool,
unless it sucks.
Cool beans. I've never
Uh-oh.
Liked cool beans.
You just entered it into my head. It's going to happen.
It's in.
Yeah, it got sucked up.
Did you like that saying before? I never liked cool beans. It was just one of those, okay, that's just stupid.
Cool beans.
Cool beans. You ready? You want to go do that? Yeah, cool beans.
Yeah.
What does it even mean?
You're a douchebag when you say it?
That's true.
Wait, is that a cuss word?
Douchebag? Did you almost cuss?
I almost cussed. Brian B. has been a bad influence.
Yeah,
on
all
me.
Right. For those that are listening and that don't know, we have a listener, Facebook friend
He's
here.
A friend.
He's a friend. He constantly is... Ragging
he just
on.
Started because of this podcast, because I had never actually had a conversation over anything but Facebook with him.
Right. So he's like, you should cuss. Every time he listens to one of the podcasts, he goes, I just want to hear her cuss just one time. Just let yourself go. Be free. And you're like, no.
I went through that in high school where like the cool kids were like, just say a cuss word. Just say a cuss word. And I wouldn't. I think I gave in.
And said a cuss word?
Like, yeah. That was when I turned bad. But I'm good again.
Bad girls, such a dirty bad girl, beep, beep.
Who sang that song?
Donna Summers.
I don't know who that is.
She's dead now.
Hmm.
All right, you're looking at your iPad. What do you want to bring
I'm
up there?
I'm looking at Brian B. and I actually had a conversation on Facebook last night about my lack of cussing. And he said that... I am old-fashioned, and girls who cuss like sailors are cool now. And he told me to check out Redhead Writing, which I liked on Facebook, but I haven't had the opportunity
What is
to,
that?
I'm clicking on it right now to see. It features a redhead.
Uh-huh.
Shocking. And it seems like she's a writer.
Shocking.
And she just kind of blogs and updates her post, and yeah. I bet on her blogs. I'm gonna have to do my research.
Okay, what's the name of it? Redheaded.
Redhead Writing.
Redheadwriting.com.
Mm-hmm. It's on Facebook, so that's her name. Redhead Writing. You can like her page.
Listen to the dog freak out. Can you hear? I know they
yes.
can hear it. It's,
yes.
We're about to have a storm here, so the dogs are freaking out. Thunder makes the dogs.
Oh, in 2010,
go nuts.
Her page was voted Westward Best Facebook Page.
Oh, so she's local here.
And then 5280 Magazine, Top of the Town, 2011 Reader's Choice Award, Best Twitter Personality. So I got to find her on Twitter. Maybe I'll get more insight into what she is.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Brian B's recommendation, so.
Okay.
He's trying to make me cool.
Good luck with that.
Really? Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're cool in your own way. You have blazed your own trail of coolness. You didn't follow a mold or a setting that somebody else put into place. You said, "Heck darn, I am going to go forth and create Janet style. There will be no thing other than Miss Thang."
All right, sure.
Sometimes I don't even think you listen to me.
No, I do. I know. But you went on this rant of how I'm unique, and I'm really not. There's a lot of good girls out there.
There is?
Yeah, you just haven't been around them much lately.
Yeah.
Welcome to Good Girlville. Kinda. Pooh Bear does not like
Pooh
that
Bear
attitude.
Pooh Bear did not
you're
like that.
Out.
Sorry, Pod.
She wants to play. Pooh Bear
is
attacking the Podmaster. I think she wants your title. Are you okay?
Yeah.
She's just a cat. You'll be fine.
I know. That's one of the reasons I've never really liked cats, is that they'll just turn on you in like a split second.
She wasn't being mean. She wanted to play.
What? Did she scratched and bit me?
She doesn't have claws.
Well, she tried to scratch, but she did bite me. But not bad. It's just one of those. Put me down.
Yeah. Anyway.
I probably need to go get a rabies shot now because of Podcat. If I can't talk in the morning, if I have lockjaw and can't eat or do a podcast tomorrow, it's all going to be.
It's all my fault. Mm-hmm. And then Pooh Bear and I will take over. That should be entertaining. Or not.
Well, let's get on with. Give me one of your good stories today.
Okay. One of the good ones, not
yes.
any of the bad ones.
No, not any of the regular news stories. I'm talking about the stuff like person goes to take a poop and anaconda crawls out of the toilet. Those kind of stories.
Okay, kind of. There is a lizard loose, a 6-foot lizard loose
Perfect.
In Colorado.
That's exactly.
I was totally going to go another direction, and uh-huh. then you're like, anaconda. I'm like, reptile. Are anacondas reptiles?
Yes.
I picture that as being reptiles. There's a 6-foot lizard loose in Colorado, and this is actually from Tuesday. Mm-hmm. People were talking about it today. I'm hoping the lizard has been found.
The last that I heard this afternoon, it had not been found, that it was on the loose, and that it has its own Twitter account. Somebody
from a local radio station.
Yeah.
Yes, they were talking about that this morning.
Yeah, that the lizard has its own little, you can follow the lizard at Lizard AT Large.
Lizard at Large.
Yeah, the little at sign on Twitter, Lizard at Large.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and it's been posting some pretty funny stuff.
Has it?
Yeah.
I didn't follow. I was like, I'm going to follow, and then they're going to stop posting.
Yeah, I posted to it this afternoon. I tweeted back to it. I go, I found the big lizard. It's in my pants.
That's what every girl wants their boyfriend to tweet to a million of people. Yes. Yes, it is. And the lizard's missing from Colorado Springs, which I didn't know that until I actually read this article.
Uh-huh.
And the sheriff has warned residents that the lizard is aggressive. It's 6 foot long.
What kind of lizard is it? Does it say?
It described the reptile as a 25-pound Nile monitor lizard named Dino.
Dino, the dinosaur.
Kind of goes with my laugh, yeah. The Betty Rebel laugh. That escaped from his owner's yard with his mesh leash still attached. What's a mesh leash?
That's what we use on the dogs.
Okay,
nylon,
so the soft.
That nylon soft, yeah.
I'm a smarty.
I need to get you out more.
And they said that if it gets hungry enough, they don't know what it will do.
Like it may eat a small
child?
We
should keep butterfly inside.
Ooh, that's going to be weird if it does end up like...
Eating a small dog?
How have you not spotted a giant lizard going...
I do not want to be a negative Nancy, but I bet it is on the side of the road somewhere.
Like it's been run over.
Smashed.
You think so? Wouldn't you pull over? If a 6-foot lizard pulled out in front of your car, even if you ran over it on purpose, wouldn't you go, I need to go back and see what that was?
And then you're like, holy cow, that's a 6-foot lizard. That's probably on the endangered list. I don't want to tell anyone I ran over it, and then took off. Because how many people actually keep up with the news and know there's a 6-foot lizard?
Not a lot, but a lot of people may think of this as being like Bigfoot lizard, you know, like some kind of alien creature. Because some redneck, just out of nowhere, Billy...
What are those small towns around Colorado Springs?
Yeah, one of those, Pueblo or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
that's close.
Yeah, it's an hour away. But it's a... You know, people in England don't know. Oh, it's right next to it.
Oh, gotcha. It's in the same state.
It's in the same state.
Continent, yeah. Whatever.
So if some redneck runs over this giant 6-foot monitor lizard, they're not, you know.
They're going to have it stuffed and put on their wall.
That's true. That'd be, it'll
with
be,
their deer heads and
picture.
Their moose heads.
Look
yeah.
at the size of this alligator.
Right. Maybe I could, never mind. Monitor lizards normally feed on small creatures like rodents, but local veterinarian Bradley Bundy told the Associated Press that they definitely could pose a threat to humans. So watch out, peeps.
So it's not poisonous or anything like that.
Not
it's just
from
one
what
of,
it's saying.
It's
but
just
it could,
big enough to chomp on it to eat.
If you're hungry, you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Cannibalism. Watch out.
Speaking of which, I saw an article today about the Donner Party. Did you ever see that, the Donner Party? The Donner Party is this group of people that were going to California for the gold rush and got stuck in Nevada and the snowstorms, and they ended up having to eat each other.
Ooh. When was this?
In the
1899?
No, like the 1840s, 50s, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet that was something in history class, but I didn't really pay attention in history class.
No, because anytime something's gross, you completely
tune out. It was a group
of
87 American pioneers. 87.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder who the last man standing was. And was it a man? I bet it was a woman.
You think it was she ate the last guy?
Probably. That could be taken bad.
They just ate on each other. This article was like the saying that they didn't find proof. At least recently they went back to this area.
Uh-huh.
And they found like dog bones and all this kind of stuff. But they didn't find any human remains. So they're not certain that they ate each other, but... According to the people that went back and found them right after it happened, said that there was human remains everywhere, like pieces of people. And so,
wow.
Could you eat somebody if you had if you had to?
No, I will starve.
You would?
Yes.
If you were stuck in the mountains?
Yes.
With just you and a couple of your coworkers?
I would
from
start
work
eating grass and bark and dirt.
Yeah, but they did that according to that article. If you look at that, they ate everything. They ate string. They ate their clothes. They did, and then finally they ate the dogs. And then they.
Would you eat moon pie?
No, I would if I was starving, though. Maybe you know you don't know if you're
right.
absolutely.
I've never been in that because you go crazy.
Right.
Like without any nourishment, you go crazy.
Yeah.
And you make decisions that I would not be able to say.
So you might
sound.
Eat me if you were really hungry.
You better keep me fed, but not too much, because Kenny Mace will call me fat on Facebook. We record this late at night. And when I say late, I mean 8:28 p.m.
Holy shit. How are your eyes still open?
I'm so tired.
I can tell that. So let's just do the news.
Okay.
All right, hold on. And now, here's Miss Thang with All Things Considered.
You're so cute.
I know.
Russell Brand has managed to resist having a proper dig at his ex-wife, Katy Perry, since their separation. Mm-hmm. I guess I hadn't really noticed that until I read this story.
That's a very British way to say it, too. A proper dig.
And this is from The Sun.
See? I picked that out right off the bat.
You love your British crap.
I do.
I'm just kidding. But hours after their divorce was finalized over the weekend, the funny man let his guard down. During the filming of his new horrible television show, Brand X.
Wait, hold on. Horrible. Is that your personal review?
Yes.
You saw it and you hated it.
It was horrible.
And I saw it.
And you agreed.
And I agree. And I do love British humor. And I think a lot like Graham Norton is hysterical.
Hilarious.
Russell's show is sucky.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right. So he was filming his new television show, Brand X. Russell described her as an arsake. After ending an exchange of banter with an audience member also called Katy, Russell said, "Anyway, enough of you. I've had enough arse ache from people called Katy in the last year."
Arse ache. Oh, it just dawned on me. Ass ache. A pain in the ass.
Yep.
Arse. A-R-S-E, right?
Yep.
Yes. So he's calling her a pain in the ass, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess he could have said a lot worse, but he did discuss it.
Mm-hmm. But not. I didn't know they were final. They're done, huh? Over.
Yeah.
That didn't take long. Not like a lot of Hollywood divorces.
Yeah, their marriage didn't take long either.
No. Maybe he didn't take long either. That's why.
Ow! That's disgusting. Look out, Americans. Average Canadian is now richer than you are. That's fabulous. Yay. When the Supreme Court ruled that President Obama's health care plan was constitutional, Twitter erupted with messages about how ordinary Americans were off to seek a better life for themselves in Canada. Turns out that shouldn't be too hard. The average Canadian is now richer than the average American, with an average household net worth of $363,000 and 202.
Huh?
Oh my gosh, it's 8:30.
Wait,
I can't talk.
Wait, say that again. say that amount again.
With an average household net worth of $363,202 compared with $319,970 stateside. So it's not that big of a difference, 363 as opposed to 319.
Yeah.
But the Canada's unemployment rate is also lower, having recently dropped to 7.2%, while Americans still hold steady at 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all go to Canada.
Let's all go to Costa Rica.
Why don't we just all go vote and improve things?
Well, we could do that. But I was watching this morning House Hunters International. Mm-hmm. No, it's Belize. That's where it was, Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the guy was looking at 20 acres. 20 acres. It had rivers and a waterfall and like jungle and the house. Just gorgeous. $270,000. So it was a home like this, like an American home.
Right.
On 20 acres of beautiful land. And it was that much. We're like just being screwed in America. I mean, inflation is just out the yang. But people would go, well, who'd want to live in Belize? But if you saw that, would it matter? I mean, at some point, you got 20 acres of beautiful jungle paradise.
How would you live? Like,
how would you make a living? I don't know.
Find some online
business. The guy I was doing it was an entrepreneur. That's all they said about the guy that was looking at the property. He had made a ton of money in
selling weed.
Is that what entrepreneur means?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I saw that one. I could sell this house and be a landowner in Belize.
Yes.
And you would go, have fun. I'm not living.
Butterfly's back today.
Butterfly is back to let us know that she didn't want to go live in Belize.
She's like, no.
Can you get fleas in Belize? I believe you can.
You know Colorado doesn't have fleas?
No, they do.
I heard it. They don't.
They used to not.
It used to be
the cold weather where the fleas would not be here. Because I remember when I first moved here, the vet freaked out when it saw the flea. Like, is that a flea? And found it and killed it immediately. Because, like, we don't have the fleas here. But now they've got the fleas. I don't know if it's the weather change, the global warming. But now, Colorado has fleas.
So should we be treating our pets?
For heartworms.
For heartworms? No, yeah. I was talking about fleas.
I know. That's what fleas get.
Oh.
They get the bites and mosquitoes and get heartworms.
I'm
an
idiot. Okay. Next up.
Next story.
Yeah. Tweeps freak out when Google exec leaves to be the CEO of Yahoo. Marissa Mayer, a longtime top executive at Google, is single-handedly shaking up the tech world by committing what many are considering to be a crazy career move. She's agreed to take on the role of CEO at Yahoo, the company which has struggled not only to keep up with its competitors, but also find a suitable top dog in recent years. She is going to be the fifth CEO in 5 years.
Man, Yahoo used to be the thing. It was
Yahoo.com.
Yeah, and I remember signs all over San Francisco, like it was the big, the .com thing. And
then Google.
And then Google came in and just cut its balls off.
And now this exec from Google is now going to try and save Yahoo.
Well, maybe she's got some kind of insider scoop, you know.
Oh, I'm sure she has like a non-compete where she can't release any of that, right?
Well, you would think so, but there's probably ways. There's ways to get around non-competes.
How would you know, sir?
I don't!
All right, next up, Delta passengers dine on turkey and needle sandwiches.
What?
Yummy! Passengers on four Delta flights from Amsterdam to the U.S. on Sunday were served an unusual sandwich filling. It was filled with sewing needles. So not the drug needles, okay. Sewing needles. The airline says the needles were found in six turkey sandwiches on various flights and that one passenger was injured, but didn't seek medical attention. Delta doesn't know how the needles made their way into the sandwiches, which was prepared by a catering company in Amsterdam, or whether the incident was a deliberate intent to harm or just a mishap.
I'm totally saying it was an intent to harm. That was a disgruntled sandwich maker.
Sandwich?
Sandwich maker.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. It's spelled S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H, and that's pronounced sandwich.
Where?
In the South?
Sandwich. All right.
Well, even Rachel Ray calls them Sammies.
You love Rachel Ray. You'd hit that.
She's kind of hot for a Oompa Loompa.
And finally,
yeah, okay, go ahead.
Because it's almost my bedtime.
Uh-huh.
If you're too embarrassed to whip out your copy of 50 Shades of Grey, which I know you are, baby, in public, maybe an audiobook is the way to go. Listening to the notoriously naughty novel through your headphones could guarantee all the fun without the public shame. But whose voice can do this steamy tale justice? It's clear that neither Ellen DeGeneres nor Gilbert Gottfried could narrate the steamy book.
Yeah, there's a Gilbert Gottfried clip on the YouTube of him like reading the, and then he put his manhood against my, you know.
Yeah. So on Twitter, they have created a hashtag topic, Worst 50 Shades Audiobook Narrator. You want to hear some of the ones they've come up with?
Yeah.
All right. And number one, Stephen Hawking.
That would be bad because it would be all electronic.
Yeah. Number two, Nicki Minaj.
Couldn't take that one.
Right. Number three, your mom.
Ooh, that would be gross. Can you imagine your mom reading that to you out loud as a bedtime story?
That would require some massive psychological treatment. Okay, up next, Master Yoda.
Horny I am.
How about Nigel Thornberry?
I don't know who that is.
What? I don't either.
Okay.
Up next, Janice from Friends. The nasal talker. Remember Chandler's Janice?
No.
Oh, she had the nasally talk. I can't even imitate it. Do a nasally talk.
Can you fly through the nose?
Just whiny.
Whiny like that?
Chandler. Yeah.
I couldn't stand that.
Mm-mm. Up next, the worst 50 Shades audiobook narrator, Christopher Walken.
That would be good.
That would be good?
Yeah, I wish I could do Christopher Walken, but that would be good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, Kirk Kisselman, the guy who used to play guitar, or does play guitar with Honky Tonk Voodoo, used to play with me, does an incredible Christopher Walken.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Maybe I should get him to...
Yeah, bring him on down to the studio.
Basement.
And let him record something.
Yeah, do an interview with Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Put that on the list.
Okay. Is there more names?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, I couldn't. And they put my pants down and put them against the wall.
And there'd be F-bombs throughout that.
Yeah.
And the last one, Lil Jon.
Lil Jon the rapper?
Yep.
Boy! That would be great, boy! Because I don't even know if he's the one that says boy.
I was going to say, how do you know this?
I don't know. I think that's Flava Flav that said boy. Flava Flav wasn't on your list. Flava Flav. Oh, that's a horny old mouth. I have no idea. I don't even know what. I just said horny sex up against the wall, pants down because.
Boy.
Boy, because that's got to be somewhere in that 50 Shades of. You know what they could do?
What?
They could get Richard Simmons to do 50 Shades of Gay.
Is he gay?
I've heard that. I don't know.
Has he come out? Did you hear that Anderson Cooper, you know Anderson Cooper came out? Did you hear why he came out?
Because he had an ex-scorned lover that was about to write a tell-all book or something.
And he's like, screw it.
I'll beat you. I'll beat you to the closet handle.
Yeah.
And that's your news today?
That's my news. Carry on with your Wednesday craziness. I got to get on out of here and get to sleeping.
Okay, sleeping on a Wednesday afternoon.
I mean, working.
We know. We've explained it. We recorded this last night because you weren't going to be here.
Right.
People understand sometimes.
That's why I miss some days, because some nights I'm like, ugh.
I just can't do this.
And I know that people like you on your own from time to time.
Yeah. You feel like you might be the school mom that keeps me like, boys, don't say that. Don't.
Just like Brian B. said, go free. Let yourself just go crazy.
Talk about the 12-foot dinosaur penis.
Yeah.
That's from the story of the day about the dino
I know
porn.
That. I know. Monday.
Yeah.
You're referencing Monday.
A 12-foot penis.
You're living in the past. Get
I
it?
Can't
dinosaurs?
Help it. Dinosaurs live in the past, too. I got it. But a 12-foot penis. Can you imagine a 12-foot penis? That would scare you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What if you were a chick and you were like pulling some leaves off a tree, having lunch with your little tiny dinosaur arms, and all of a sudden you look over and there's like a 12-foot penis coming at you. It's no wonder they went extinct.
Say, no one wanted to have sex. We record this late at night. And when I say late, I mean 8:28 p.m.
Holy shit. How are your eyes still open?
I'm so tired.
I can tell that. So let's just do the news.
Okay.
All right, hold on. And now, here's Miss Thang with all things considered.
You're so cute.
I know.
Russell Brand has managed to resist having a proper dig at his ex-wife, Katy Perry, since their separation. Mm-hmm. I guess I hadn't really noticed that until I read this story.
That's a very British way to say it, too. A proper dig.
And this is from The Sun.
See? I picked that out right off the bat.
You love your British crap. I'm just kidding. But hours after their divorce was finalized over the weekend, the funny man let his guard down. During the filming of his new horrible television show, Brand X.
Wait, hold on. Horrible. Is that your personal review?
Yes.
You saw it and you hated it.
It was horrible.
And I saw it.
And you agreed.
And I agree. And I do love British humor. And I think a lot like Graham Norton is hysterical.
Hilarious.
Russell's show is sucky.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right, so he was filming his new television show, Brand X. Russell described her as an arsake after ending an exchange of banter with an audience member also called Katy. Russell said, anyway, enough of you. I've had enough arsake from people called Katy in the last year.
Arsake. Oh, it just dawned on me. Ass ache. A pain in the ass.
Yep.
Arse. A-R-S-E, right?
Yep.
Yes. So he's calling her a pain in the ass, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess he could have said a lot worse, but he did discuss it.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know they were final. They're done, huh? Over.
Yeah.
That didn't take long. Not like a lot of Hollywood divorces.
Yeah, their marriage didn't take long either.
No. Maybe he didn't take long either. That's why.
That's disgusting. Look out, Americans. Average Canadian is now richer than you are. That's fabulous. Yay. When the Supreme Court ruled that President Obama's health care plan was constitutional, Twitter erupted with messages about how ordinary Americans were off to seek a better life for themselves in Canada. Turns out that shouldn't be too hard. The average Canadian is now richer than the average American, with an average household net worth of $363,000 and 202.
Huh?
Oh my gosh, it's 8:30.
Wait,
can't talk.
Wait, say that again. say that amount again.
With an average household net worth of $363,202 compared with $319,970 stateside. So it's not that big of a difference, 363 as opposed to 319.
Yeah.
But the Canada's unemployment rate is also lower, having recently dropped to 7.2%, while Americans still hold steady at 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all go to Canada.
Let's all go to Costa Rica.
Why don't we just all go vote and improve things?
Well, we could do that. But I was watching this morning House Hunters International. Mm-hmm. No, it's Belize. That's where it was, Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the guy was looking at 20 acres. 20 acres. It had rivers and a waterfall and like jungle and the house. Just gorgeous. $270,000. So it was a home like this, like an American home.
Right.
On 20 acres of beautiful land, and it was that much. We're like just being screwed in America. I mean, inflation is just out the yang. But people would go, well, who'd want to live in Belize? But if you saw that, would it matter? I mean, at some point, you got 20 acres of beautiful jungle paradise.
How would you live? Like,
how would you
money?
Make a living? I don't know. I don't know.
Find some online
business. The guy I was doing it was an entrepreneur. That's all they said about the guy that was looking at the property. He had made a ton of money in
selling weed.
Is that what entrepreneur means?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I saw that one. I could sell this house and be a landowner in Belize.
Yes.
And you would go have fun. I'm not living.
Butterfly's back today.
Butterfly is back to let us know that she didn't want to go live in Belize.
She's like, no.
Can you get fleas in Belize? I believe you can.
You know Colorado doesn't have fleas?
No, they do.
I heard it. They don't.
They used to not.
It used to be
the cold weather where the fleas would not be here. Because I remember when I first moved here, the vet freaked out when it saw the flea. Like, is that a flea? And found it and killed it immediately. Because, like, we don't have the fleas here. But now they've got the fleas. I don't know if it's the weather change, the global warming. But now, Colorado has fleas.
So should we be treating our pets?
For heartworms.
For heartworms? No, yeah. I was talking about fleas.
I know. That's what fleas they get. They get the bites and mosquitoes and get heartworms.
I'm an idiot. Okay. Next up.
Next story.
Yeah. Tweeps freak out when Google exec leaves to be the CEO of Yahoo. Marissa Mayer, a longtime top executive at Google, is single-handedly shaking up the tech world by committing what many are considering to be a crazy career move. She's agreed to take on the role of CEO at Yahoo. The company, which has struggled not only to keep up with its competitors, but also find a suitable top dog in recent years. She is going to be the fifth CEO in 5 years.
Man, Yahoo used to be the thing. It was
Yahoo.com.
Yeah, and I remember signs all over San Francisco, like it was the big, the .com thing. And
then Google.
And then Google came in and just cut its balls off.
And now this exec from Google is now going to try and save Yahoo.
Well, maybe she's got some kind of insider scoop, you know.
Oh, I'm sure she has like a non-compete where she can't release any of that, right?
Well, you would think so, but there's probably ways. There's ways to get around non-competes.
How would you know, sir?
I don't!
All right, next up, Delta passengers dine on turkey and needle sandwiches.
What?
Yummy! Passengers on 4 Delta flights from Amsterdam to the U.S. on Sunday were served an unusual sandwich filling. It was filled with sewing needles. So not the drug needles, sewing needles. The airline says the needles were found in 6 turkey sandwiches on various flights and that one passenger was injured, but didn't seek medical attention. Delta doesn't know how the needles made their way into the sandwiches, which was prepared by a catering company in Amsterdam, or whether the incident was a deliberate intent to harm or just a mishap.
I'm totally saying it was an intent to harm. That was a disgruntled sandwich maker.
Sandwich?
Sandwich maker.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. It's spelled S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H, and that's pronounced sandwich.
Where?
In the South?
Sandwich. All right.
Well, even Rachel Ray calls them Sammies.
You love Rachel Ray. You'd hit that.
She's kind of hot for a Oompa Loompa.
And finally.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Because it's almost my bedtime. If you're too embarrassed to whip out your copy of 50 Shades of Grey, which I know you are, baby, in public, maybe an audiobook is the way to go. Listening to the notoriously naughty novel through your headphones could guarantee all the fun without the public shame. But whose voice can do this steamy tale justice? It's clear that neither Ellen DeGeneres nor Gilbert Gottfried could narrate the steamy book.
Yeah, there's a Gilbert Gottfried clip on the YouTube of him like reading the, and then he put his manhood against my, you know.
Yeah. So on Twitter, they have created a hashtag topic, worst 50 Shades audiobook narrator. You want to hear some of the ones they've come up with?
Yeah.
All right. And number one, Stephen Hawking.
That would be bad because it would be all electronic.
Yeah. Number two, Nicki Minaj.
Couldn't take that one.
Right. Number three, your mom.
Ooh, that would be gross. Can you imagine your mom reading that to you out loud as a bedtime story?
That would require some massive psychological treatment. Okay, up next, Master Yoda.
Horny I am.
How about Nigel Thornberry?
I don't know who that is.
What? I don't either.
Okay.
Up next, Janice from Friends. The nasal talker. Remember Chandler's Janice?
No.
Oh, she had the nasally talk. I can't even imitate it. Do a nasally talk.
Can't fly through the nose?
Just whiny.
Whiny like that?
Chandler.
Kinda. Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand that.
Up next, the worst 50 Shades audiobook narrator, Christopher Walken.
That would be good.
That would be good?
Yeah, I wish I could do Christopher Walken, but that would be good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, Kirk Kisselman, the guy who used to play guitar, or does play guitar with Honky Tonk Voodoo, used to play with me, does an incredible Christopher Walken.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Maybe I should get him to...
Yeah, bring him on down to the studio.
Basement.
And let him record something.
Yeah. Do an interview with Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Put that on the list.
Okay. Is there more names?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, I couldn't. And they put my pants down and put them against the wall.
And there'd be F-bombs throughout that.
Yeah.
And the last one, Lil Jon.
Lil Jon the rapper?
Yep.
Boy! That would be great, boy! Because I don't even know if he's the one that says boy.
I was going to say, how do you know this?
I don't know. I think that's Flavor Flav that said boy. Flavor Flav wasn't on your list. Flavor Flav. Oh, that's a horny old mouth. I have no idea. I don't even know what. I just said horny sex up against the wall, pants down because.
Boy.
Boy, because that's got to be somewhere in that 50 Shades of. You know what they could do?
What?
They could get Richard Simmons to do 50 Shades of Gay.
Is he gay?
I've heard that. I don't know.
Has he come out? Did you hear that Anderson Cooper, Anderson Cooper came out? Did you hear why he came out?
Because he had an ex-scorned lover that was about to write a tell-all book or something.
And he's like, screw it.
Yeah, I'm gay. I'll beat you to the closet handle.
Yeah.
And that's your news today?
That's my news. Carry on with your Wednesday craziness. I got to get on out of here and get to sleeping.
Okay, sleeping on a Wednesday afternoon.
I mean, working.
We know. We've explained it. We recorded this last night because you weren't going to be here.
Right.
People understand sometimes.
That's why I miss some days, because some nights I'm like, ugh.
I just can't do this.
And I know that people like you on your own from time to time.
Yeah. You feel like you might be the school mom that keeps me like, boys, don't say that. Don't.
Just like Brian B. said, go free. Let yourself just go crazy.
Talk about the 12-foot dinosaur penis.
Yep.
That's from the story of the day about the dino porn.
I know that. I know. Monday.
Yeah.
You're referencing Monday.
A 12-foot penis.
You're living in the past.
Get
it? Dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs live in the past, too. I got it. But a 12-foot penis. Can you imagine a 12-foot penis? That would scare you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What if you were a chick and you were like pulling some leaves off a tree, having lunch with your little tiny dinosaur arms, and all of a sudden you look over and there's like a 12-foot penis coming at you. It's no wonder they went extinct.
I was gonna say, no one wanted to have sex. But that's a dirty topic. So let's carry on with one more news story.
We love the dirty topics.
We. Okay. We as in you and Brian B.
Okay. One more.
This is kind of a sad story.
Uh-huh.
But I'm following Glenn Campbell and the happenings in his life. He has been forced to cancel his Australian tour next month as a special guest of fellow superstar Kenny Rogers, which I haven't heard anything about Kenny Rogers in a while, so it's nice to know that he's doing something. But Glenn Campbell had to cancel his part of that tour.
Because of his Alzheimer's?
Yeah, because of his continuing battle with Alzheimer's disease. That's really, really sad.
Aww. He has your favorite song.
Mansion in Branson.
Which nobody's ever heard of, but you love it.
Stop and we'll play it.
What?
We should
play it.
Do you
have it?
Yes, let's roll it.
All right, here it is.
I love this song.
Glenn Campbell, Mansion in Branson.
Makes me smile. That's not it.
Oh, that's Britney Spears. Where the hell did that come from?
I've got another
song.
All right,
here it is.
Brand new song.
Enjoy.
I'm going to try it out on you. We're doing it here, recording it for the first time. It was written by my good friend Paul Overstreet. And it's about a lot of people's lives in a town in Missouri.
Oh, that's where you're from.
I was
born
there.
Well, his record label told him we don't need you anymore. Now our consultants say you're not what folks are looking for. And we can't get your records on Young Country Radio. Why, you're too out of shape for Wranglers and too old for video.
Definitely relevant.
Yeah.
Well, they tore up his contract. Yeah, they ripped it page by page. As he walked out, they ushered in a young man half his age. Why, he felt low down and useless as they sent him on his way. But they'll never know the favor that they did for him that day. He's building a mansion over in Branson, and the folks are clapping louder than they ever did before. He's building a mansion over in Branson. Well, Nashville, eat your heart out. He don't need you anymore.
I like it.
It's awesome.
Well, he used to ride his custom coach 300 days a year, but now he just drives up the street to personally appear. Why, he's got his own theater, his own record label too, and now he's getting 99% instead of 2.
Oh yeah.
He's building a mansion over in Branson, and the crowds are cheering louder than they ever did before. He's building a mansion over in Branson. Well, Nashville, eat your heart out. He don't need you anymore. Nashville, eat your heart out. He don't need you anymore. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Any song with yodeling at the end.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Now you've
and
been
you
with...
were singing along like the whole time.
Yeah.
Just mouthing, just like, I love that. Yeah.
It's my grandma's fault.
Oh,
she
turned you on to
me.
This?
Yeah.
I love Glenn Campbell. It's sad that he's going to go.
It is, but let's focus on the happy times.
Like... You know, okay, let's go happier times. We'll tie this all together. That song was written by Paul Overstreet, whose son is on Glee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his son Chad Overstreet is on Glee.
Oh.
So, it's a very talented family. Chad is supposed to be one of those young, hot, good-looking stud guys.
I'm going to have to Google.
Yeah. Google, bitches!
Yeah.
Well, that was good. Thanks for turning us
on. Yeah, I think we should have a day where we pick a song.
Just a song now
and
then?
Like an old-school song. It has to be old-school because that's the only kind of school.
Well, we could go old-school by me finding some of my old... nasty country songs that I wrote.
No.
We could do some. No. Want to do some of those sometime?
I don't want to be a part of that. Maybe.
How can you say you love me with someone else's dick in your mouth? Yeah.
Earmuffs.
It's a cheating song. See. All right. That's we're at 30. We're at 30 minutes. We've had fun. We hope you had too. Go.
Hump something. It's hump day.
It's hump day. Hump something. Yeah, that's. I like your advice right there. So I got all flustered.
Oh, sorry.
All flustered. That never happens. Okay. You guys have fun. Have a great night. Thanks. Sorry this is late, but I hope you had as much fun as we did. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. Like this right here.
What you gonna do?
Now you caught her. What you gonna do? Now you got her. Don't you really think that you oughta buy a little ring and put it on her finger? If you're gonna keep her, gonna have to dig a little deeper.
I love them.
Me too.
Either all or nothing. You better do something.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, like that. That's the Oak Ridge
That'll
Boys right there.
That'll make your day.
That's their new one. That's on the brand new album from the Oak Ridge Boys. So yeah, you can get it at the
Cracker Barrel.
So support the Oak Ridge Boys.
You eat some apple butter.
Yeah, Joe and the guys, friend of ours, and we do appreciate it. So anyway, see ya. We bid you adieu.